Lesson number 4, The Day the Old Man Melted.
My earliest memory of my father is of when I was 4. My brother was just 2, and on that particular day, I was absolutely certain that he was never going to get any older. There'd been an incident involving a wheelbarrow. Terry, that's my brother, had been standing up in the thing as my father wheeled it back for another load of soil for the garden. Terry was excited mostly because he was the focus of attention for a bunch of kids twice his age. Anyway, he fell headfirst onto the asphalt driveway. How could so much blood come out of such a small person? I sensed that this was serious, that our life together as a family was headed for some bad changes. I didn't really know what it meant to die, except that Terry was sure to find out pretty soon. I didn't know whether to run and hide or to follow the helplessly after my father as he rushed up the walk with my bloody brother, to be met at the front door by my mother, who had heard the crying and the screams. Mother's face confirmed my worst fears. This was serious. There were 6 or 7 of us. Me, my mum, Terry, of course, and my friends. We were searching for the calm center of this sudden storm. Something, or as it turned out, someone to tell us not to worry. To say that everything would be all right and that we didn't have to feel useless and afraid. I can still recall the look on my father's face. He was the personification of calm, and I knew instantly that there was no cause for panic. Without saying a word, he assured us that things were not as bad as they seemed. Then he gave each of us a task to perform. Determination replaced tears. My job was to fetch Dr. Lee, who I knew would be practicing putts in his big backyard. Others were sent off for a cloth, a glass of water, a toy stashed away for Terry's birthday and now needed to provide a distraction, a reason to fight on and to live and play another day. This small event happened many, many years ago, and many other memories, good and bad and fun and fearful, have diminished its importance, but not its clarity. And the strongest part of the memory is not my brother Terry, the star of the episode, but my father, who, for the next dozen years, demonstrated the same cool, calm, and collected response to 1,000 or more of life's crises. I grew to feel very secure in the company of my father. I always thought, I'll be okay, I'm with him. And he never let me down. Dad was both brick and mortar, the central strength of our family and the glue that held it together. Terry is tall and muscular and has a small scar over his right eye. The scar is perfectly in character with a cocky 14-year-old boy. My father, over the years, has acquired scars too. But they're not like Terry's. Terry's scars are proven symbols of his growing strength. My father's scars are unwelcome evidence of his growing vulnerability. I thought he was stone. I see now that he's flesh and blood. He is less than perfect, and in his own eyes at least, not improving. My father bears the scars of a divorce and of a heart that proved to be a weak link in a chain of strengths. The heart. This Thursday, my father learned that he would have to either have the operation or condense his future plans into a more realistic time frame. It was one of those rare days when he met me outside school after classes. Occasionally, when he'd get off work early or decide to take a break before working late, he'd meet me and we'd go somewhere just to talk. About nothing as much as anything. We'd just be there for each other, as it had always been, as I was sure it would always be. That day, my father said something I'd never heard anyone say before, except in bad movies. He said, "I've had a good life." And at first I hated him for it. With one second-rate soap opera phrase, He drove a wedge into the oak of my security and split it all to hell. All of a sudden, it was Dad standing beside the wheelbarrow with his face all a mess and me saying, "There, there." You know what I think? I think that most teenagers think of their parents as fence posts. They just stand there, unmoving, holding things up, holding things back, keeping things out or keeping them in, depending. But what's really true is that parents are just people. Older people, for sure, but just as likely as anyone to change or to be hurt or to not be able to pretend any longer. My father never was the tower of strength I imagined him to be. He was never anything more than what I needed him to be. It wasn't on purpose or part of the plan, but over the years he gave me the strength to become the person he'd need someday. I guess it works like that. One day stone, the next day wax. A bit of both, perhaps. These days I feel a little less secure, but a lot closer to my father. Confident friend. The way I figure it, there's nothing wrong with melting. It only proves you're warm.